Thanks, Brad. Good morning. This morning at 4 a.m., Arcata police went to the 650 10th Street location of Adventure's Edge on a burglary alarm. An alert citizen called reporting that the front window of the business was broken. Officers found a large glass display window broken. The burglar used a nearby bicycle to break the window. Officers arrested 21-year-old Dylan Joshua Zing of Crescent City for commercial burglary. Zing was taken to the hospital for injuries caused by the broken glass, later transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he's booked on burglary charges. Early Saturday morning, Eureka police went to the scene of a reported stabbing at Sal's Off-Broadway Bar. That's where they found a man lying on the floor due to bleeding from his neck throat area. Police also saw a second man busy fighting with security and other bar patrons, 27-year-old Clinton Robert Myers, who was bleeding from the face. Witnesses say Myers stabbed the victim, and he gave officers a short struggle too, according to reports. Myers is being held on a $50,000 bail. Humboldt State University, Roland Richmond, and other university leaders will officiate a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Student Recreation and Wellness Center, located in what was previously called the Forbes Complex. That will be Friday, February 22nd. Designed as a one-stop location for all recreation and wellness needs, the new center adjoins Redwood Bowl on the east side of campus and houses a main reception area and drop-in lounge featuring an attractive space for a variety of activities. The center is equipped with two group fitness studios, a conference room, and peer education and nutrition rooms. Although primarily emphasizing services for currently enrolled HSU students, many programs are open to staff, faculty, and community members. Arcata police cited a store clerk for selling alcohol to a minor and cited two adults who purchased alcohol for minors Friday night. The actions were the result of a minor decoy operation and decoy shoulder tap operation. Retail licensees that sell to a minor may face a minimum fine of $250 and or up to 24 to 32 hours of community service. The efforts at the state and federal level to pass more gun control restrictions continue, with North Coast Congressman Mike Thompson playing a key role. Reporter Dan Squire explains.
State Senate leaders outlined their proposals for more stringent gun and ammunition controls in California. At the federal level, Congressman Mike Thompson is heading up the Gun Violence Task Force, which has solicited public opinion on ways to improve gun safety. The task force issued a statement outlining 15 proposals to curb gun violence, including requiring a background check for every gun purchase, strengthening the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, reinstating the assault weapons ban, and outlawing high-capacity magazines. The task force also proposes reinstating funding for local law enforcement gun safety programs, cracking down on illegal gun sellers and straw purchasing methods, as well as ensuring that law-abiding gun owners can still exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the historic Benbow Inn, where Valentine's isn't celebrated just one day. From February 13th to the 17th, enjoy your choice of one or two night packages for an elegantly romantic room. The Valentine package you select includes a $100 food and beverage credit to be used as you see fit. We guarantee she'll love you for bringing her to Benbow. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day a bit more special with a romantic getaway. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
Dan Squire brings you Our Community. Here's Dan.
In this month's Our Community, we have turned the focus to the driving laws in California and Oregon. Since 2009, the focus on distracted driving has expanded to include the use of electronic devices while behind the wheel. California instituted a ban on the use of handheld cell phones, and since then, Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed two bills that would have increased the fines for offenses. Currently, the cell phone ban for handheld devices includes all drivers, regardless of age. Adults, however, are allowed to use hands-free cell phones while driving, while younger and more inexperienced drivers under the age of 18 are not. The fine for a first offense is $20 and increases to $50 with each additional infraction. Adding in court costs, the total fine is $76 the first time around and up to $190 for additional offenses. The ban on handheld devices is aimed at keeping the driver's attention on the road and surrounding traffic and off the screen of a cell phone. And that's Our Community.
Thanks, Dan. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mentova.